You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, July 27th. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and I'm here at the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 1,000. That's how many employees e-commerce company Shopify will lay off. The e-commerce giant joins a growing list of tech companies cutting workers, which includes Coinbase, Redfin, Netflix, and Carvana. In a memo mailed to staff, Shopify said it will begin culling about 10% of its workforce. It said it will cut jobs across all divisions, but the layoffs will be concentrated in recruiting, support, and sales. In the memo, Chief Executive Toby Lutka said the move was in response to slowing revenue growth as consumers pulled back on online shopping. As reopenings progressed, though, they reverted instead to in-person purchases. Lutka also apologized for being wrong about the growth of e-commerce. The company bet the pandemic would accelerate online shopping growth by as much as 10 years and expanded the company to match demand. The round of layoffs will cement investors' fears heading into Shopify's second quarter earnings. Those are slated to be released today ahead of the opening bell. Shopify's shares slid 14% on Tuesday. The stock is down over 80% since its November 2021 peak. The next number up is $69.69 billion. That was Google parent Alphabet's revenue for the second quarter. It was slightly below expectations. Still, the stock climbed in after-hours trading. Alphabet is the first of the big tech stocks to report. Alphabet's stock has fallen 28% this year. That includes losses felt last week after Snap warned economic troubles were holding back the social media app. Investors worried Alphabet's advertising business would experience similar problems, but shares of Alphabet advanced 2.9% in late trading Tuesday. In other words, traders appeared to sell the rumor and buy the news. CEO Sundar Pichai said the firm's performance was driven by search and cloud. The company's Google advertising revenue grew nearly 12% in the quarter to $56.29 billion. That beat expectations. YouTube ad revenue grew 4.8% to $7.34 billion. Google Cloud revenue jumped 36% year-over-year to $6.28 billion. Our last number is 8,045 miles. That's the distance between New York and Hong Kong, and it's the path Alibaba Group Holdings shares will take when the company moves its stock from the U.S. On Tuesday, the company said it has filed to change its primary stock listing to Hong Kong. Many more Chinese companies could follow. The move comes down to the Holding Foreign Companies Accountable Act, passed in late 2020. It created a framework for the Securities and Exchange Commission to ban trading in Chinese companies not in compliance with auditing and disclosure standards by 2024. Fund managers have already been swapping to Hong Kong-listed shares as more Chinese companies seek secondary listings. Analysts expect the majority of the larger 250-plus Chinese companies that trade in the U.S. to pursue secondary or primary listings in Hong Kong. That would cushion a near-term blow if they failed to comply with the legislation and their shares were delisted in the U.S. Citigroup analyst Alicia Yap called the move positive for Chinese shares. If Hong Kong becomes Alibaba's primary listing, mainland investors would eventually be able to buy its stock through the Stock Connect system. Up until now, mainland Chinese investors haven't been able to buy stock in many of China's big tech companies. Tencent Holdings is currently the largest stock position held by mainland investors. They own 7% of that company's outstanding shares. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Wednesday, July 27th. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.